But as always, starting off our Monday evenings listening on two, here's Alan Dell.
Hello again, good evening, and welcome to another selection of 78s from the dance band days. As you heard, we're on short shift tonight, ending at 8 o'clock with the All Winners Competition concert, which Alice was telling you about just a moment ago. Now, back to dance band days, and one of the early bands that I'm sometimes asked about is Harry Bidgood's. He began recording in 1925. He was director of the Vocalion Studio Band, also pianist and arranger, and he employed many famous players, Ted Heath, Paul Fenelay, Nat Starr, Raymond Newton. And his records were issued on several labels under a most bewildering variety of names, the Avenue Dance Orchestra, the Mayfield Dance Orchestra, many others, in addition to Harry Bidgood's broadcasters. And he added to the confusion later when he became Primo Scala's accordion band and Rossini's accordions and other names. To find reasonably playable copies of his broadcast recordings is not always easy these days, but the one I have is not too bad. It's a waltz recorded in January 1930, the familiar Dream Lover from the film The Love Parade. And the vocalist is listed as Patrick Waddington. Incidentally, Harry Bidgood recorded this under the name The Manhattan Melody Makers. Alias Harry Bidgood and vocalist Patrick Waddington in January 1930 with Dream Lover. A card from Les Middleton of, now, is it Mychit or Mitchit? Or perhaps something else. Camberley, Surrey, asks, any chance of playing This Is the Rhythm for Me, Jack Hilton, with Pat O'Malley, featured as background music to the titles of the BBC Two programme on the Imperial Flying Boats to South Africa. A fascinating programme it was, too. And it was particularly interesting for me because my father knew many of the pilots on that service. One of them, I think, was named Caspar Ruthers, would you believe? Jack Hilton and Mr. O'Malley, it is, in April Hilton and Pat O'Malley, and This Is the Rhythm for Me. Next, we have one of the real old Harry Roy favourites, asked for by a listener who wishes to remain anonymous, but who indicates on the card that he comes from Knaresborough. A first-timer, in fact, but a Dance Band Days listener for years and years. I hope you enjoyed the Harry Roy special that we had, and we'll have some nice memories revived with this record. The first ever record, in fact, that you bought. Recorded on January the 15th, 1934, Nobody's Sweetheart, with a nice touch of Ivor Morton and Dave Kay's pianos and Harry's own gusto vocal.
Nobody can believe that it's you. Let it live, let it on. We're in a bird of paradise. Everything seems wrong somehow. Oh, baby, you're nobody's sweetheart now.
Nobody's Sweetheart with Harry Roy and his orchestra. Now, Tom Banks, who lives in New Brighton, Merseyside, writes, when we hear of Tiger Rag, we always relate it to Harry Roy. But Mr. Banks goes on to say that he really enjoyed the Ambrose version, which he's not heard in absolutely ages. Amy and the orchestra cut this comedy treatment in May 1935, and the various vocal characterizations are performed by the Rhythm Brothers, who were Ronnie Hill, Clive Erard, and Jack Lorimer. And the finishing touch to the whole production comes from Max, Mr. Cohen Bacon.
We'll sing you the song of the tiger. We'll sing you the song of the tiger. We'll sing you the song, and it won't take us long to sing and play a tiger rag.
Scotland for the tiger, through the Highlands and the Lowlands to the border. But he's having fun, I guess, with a monster from Loch Ness or his Roman rune disguised as Harry Lauder.
The camels are coming, hurrah, hurrah, the camels are coming, hurrah,
but they can't find the tiger anymore.
She promenades sur la plage for the tiger, and the Bois de Boulogne, oh la la!
Oh la la!
Je suis très fatigué, but I find him, yes, one day, and I skin him alive, comme si, comme ça!
Along the Pont de la Patria,
but they can't find the tiger anymore.
I've searched through Welsh Wales for the tiger, but where he is indeed I cannot guess. Oh, he must be lost, I reckon, in the Vales of Llanfairpwll. Whatever now, indeed, to goodness, yes!
Men of Harlech march to glory,
but they can't find the tiger anymore.
I've searched all around Manchester for tiger.
Aye.
But I can't find him loitering around there.
No.
I know as he's a big un, cause they saw him last in Wigan. So perhaps he's hiding under Wigan Fair.
Aye. He's a laddie from Lancashire,
but he can't find the tiger anymore.
Vote for a tiger. Bend for a tiger. Who wants a tiger? What good's a tiger? So long like you got your health and strength, you should worry tigers.
Ambrose's Tiger Rag, special arrangement by Clive Erard, who was also one of the Rhythm Brothers, as I said. Now, we move into the 1940s for the remainder of our requests this evening, and the first of them is a suggestion from one of our regulars, Richard Bentley of Flint in Clwyd. He asks if I could play something by Jack White's band, Jack White, who died on June the 25th, 1988, aged 82. Neat little orchestra he had that played for ages at the Astoria Charing Cross Road. A good few years ago now, I had quite a rapport going with the lady who was the vocalist with Jack, Norma Clark. As I recall, she was in Shropshire then, but All has been very quiet on that front for a long while. I wonder if she's listening this evening. If so, she might enjoy hearing herself singing one of the songs from that cartoon feature, Gulliver's Travels, Bluebirds in the Moonlight. January 1940 with Bluebirds in the Moonlight. Sidney Jason of Weston-super-Mare is a Carol Gibbons fan, but he can't recall my ever playing his recording of Concerto for Two, the popular song adaptation of Tchaikovsky's B-flat minor. He remembers it from his army days and his wind-up gramophone, and he adds, "I worshipped Anne Lenner. You and many, many others, Mr. Jason. I must tell you, I last saw Anne, it was some months ago now, at one of our Coda Club meetings. She's fine, and so is her sister, Judy Shirley, who was also there. And in fact, I heard Judy Shirley singing the Indian Love Call with Sam Costa and Morris Winnick in his orchestra just after six on John Dunn's program this evening. They're marvelous and smashing sisters. Well, here's Anne with Carol and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans and Concerto for Two.
don't speak through the song. For words are weak when love is strong, and when we kiss, there's a song like violins all along. And then the moment when we kiss again, our song becomes a thrilling concerto for two, for me and
Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans and Anne Lenner with Concerto for Two, recorded December the 18th, 1941. Remember that date, December the 18th, 1941. Now, Mr. Roy H. That's the only identification, except the card comes from Odeby in Leicester, writes, whenever you mention Fred Ballerini, I recall he played in that super Frank Weir eight-piece band which broadcast many times from Hatchett's around 1944-45. I think we may have a wrong venue, Mr. Roy H. In 1944-45, Frank Weir was at the Astor Club with his Astor Club 7. Eight, of course, including himself. Freddie Ballerini was in that band, and as you rightly say, so was George Shearing, who made some of the arrangements. Actually, they made more than one record. They cut, in fact, nine titles, one of which was rejected. And as a matter of fact, just as a matter of interest, Anne Lenner sang on some of those. Where the confusion may have arisen is that Frank Weir did record with the Hatchett Swing Tet, but that was earlier in 1940. And I think I'm right in saying that George Shearing used to pop into Hatchett's from time to time and join the band. It's probably his arrangement of Lady Be Good that Frank Weir and the Astor Club 7 play now from December the 18th, 1944. You see, exactly 3 years to the day after the Carol Gibbons record. Here it is.
Thank you.
quite a jazz note on which to end this week's Dance Band Days. Frank Weir's Astor Club 7 with Frank on clarinet, Freddie Ballerini on tenor sax, Cliff Townsend on alto sax, and George Shearing piano, among those, in Lady Be Good.